I'm going to call the Senate Rules Committee meeting to order. The time is about 4:43. Present are Senator Machicki, Senator Kelly, Senator McKinnon, and Senator Gardner, and myself, Senator Meyer. The purpose of this Rules Committee meeting is to hear two bills. We'll start with House Bill 213, Public School Trust Fund. And then we'll take up House Bill 280, which is to extend the Board of Marital and Family Therapy. So with that, Mr. President, may I get a motion for the CS for 213?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for House Bill 213. House Bill 213, the version is 30-LS0765/I, Drafter Wallace, 5/11/18, before the committee as the working document.
Okay, all objects so we can hear the changes, and we do have Senator Bishop here, who is going to explain the changes. Senator Bishop, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Good afternoon. My name is Clay Bishop, Senator for District C in Fairbanks, and my Chief of Staff, Pete Feldman, is here with me, and he will go over the changes for the committee. Just briefly, I think everyone knows what the bill does, but bringing these two bills together, is they complement each other. They both support education. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I will pass it over to Mr. Feldman, and we'll go through the changes.
If you'll put your name on the record, please, and proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Pete Feldman, staff for Senator Bishop. You'll see before you, I think, a sectional analysis of HB 213. You might notice our little color code in the corner. And so there's the new sections, of course, are in red, and then the current bill is in purple. So I'll be addressing the sections that are...
Yeah, there's no colors.
Oh.
Go ahead, continue.
So section 1, page 1, line 11, is legislative intent language that will, that makes it clear that this, money raised by the education RAPL, well, the intent of that is to supplement and not supplant any current funding. Section 2 is page 2, line 26, allows us to add the permanent fund education RAPL to the statutes. It exempts it from the gambling statutes.
Mr. Thelman, if you would, please. Since we've heard this bill before, maybe just give us a high-level summary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
So we'll just go to section 7. That allows for the contributions to be categorized according to how much money is in the donations. Section 8 creates the Education Endowment Fund, and it'll be managed by the commissioner. Section 8, it creates the dividend raffle fund. It puts a cap of $300 million, and it allows donations to go in and then prizes to be paid out of that. 85% of that money will stay in the raffle fund. And then Section 9, of course, with no changes to HB 213, and Section 10 provides for effective date.
Okay, very good. Is there questions? Okay, seeing and hearing no questions, then I'll remove my objection. Is there any other questions or discussion the committee would like to make on 213 rules? Okay, if we're all good, then
Mr. Kelly? Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate CS for House Bill number 213, amended rules from the Rules Committee, with individual recommendations.
Okay. Is there any objection? Seeing here none, then the committee substitute for House Bill 213 rules moves from the Rules Committee and to the floor. Let's take a brief at ease while everybody signs the sheet. Brief at ease. Okay, bringing the Senate rules back to order. The next item for discussion is Senate Committee Substitute for 280. If I could have a motion for that, please, Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS for House Bill number 280, okay. Version 30-LS1162-O, dated 4/18/18 as our working document.
Okay, I'll object for the purposes of hearing the changes. Senator Giesel, can you tell us what the CS does, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Senator Kathy Giesel, Senate District N. Mr. Chairman, this bill inserts part of Senate Bill 108, which was State Medical Board Licensing and Practice of Medicine, into the original House Bill 280, which was termination date for Board of Medicine, Marital and Family Therapist. I want to make sure everyone understands that I did talk with the House sponsor, and he agreed to the sections that I have proposed inserting here. This Senate bill got hung up over on the other side, but there are two urgent elements that the State Medical Board needs out of the original Senate bill, and you'll find in the sectional, Section 1 is the original Board of Marital and Family Therapist Board Extension. Sections 2, 3, and 5 through 11 all authorize the Executive Secretary of the State Board of Medicine to approve clean medical licenses, that is complete, no criminal background, and no disciplinary actions. Section 4 does the second critical piece for the State Medical Board, and that is gives the doctors the authority to delegate particular routine medical duties to unlicensed personnel. And so that is in Section 4. And then Section 12 is immediate effective date for the Marital and Family Board therapists and for the Board of Medicine to write regulations. And Section 13 is the effective date for the rest of the State Medical Board issues. And so this will meet that critical need for the State Medical Board, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, very good. I'll remove my objections. Do you have an objection?
Not an objection. I have a question.
Okay. Well, I'll remove my objection and bring the bill back before us for questions. Senator Gardner.
Thank you. Is an osteopath a physician?
This is a great question, and if I'm not mistaken, they have their own board.
They are physicians.
They are physicians. You are correct, but are they included in... Oh, they are. Pardon me. Osteopaths. Pardon me, I was thinking chiropractic when you said that. But yes, osteopaths are recognized, DOs are recognized as physicians.
Okay, well, I think a comment somebody made here that they have their own board answers my question, because in section, there's a place where physicians and osteopaths are mentioned, I see, but not podiatrists. Hang on, I lost it.
You want to brief at ease? Let's take Nettie's. Okay, bringing the Senate rules back to order. Did you have a question, Senator Gardner, for Senator Giesel?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions, Senator Giesel, pertaining to the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 280? Okay,
Mr. Chairman,
seeing none,
move from committee Senate CS for House Bill number 280 rules. 30-LS1162-0 from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, then the bill moves out of committee. Thank you, Senator Giesel. Okay, if everybody will state assign the sheets, and then I think we'll go right back to the floor. Mr. President, are you ready or you need a break?
Nope.
Okay, with that then, Rules Committee meeting is adjourned.